Podtacular, episode 14.
Hi, this is Killswitch 1574. I'm Phil Avalanche.
I'm Fried Guy.
You're listening to Podtacular.
Podtacular.
And you're listening to Podtacular.
Best show on the internet.
Alright, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Please, don't shake the light bulb.
Oh, ooh, roadkill!
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast, and I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spellcheck, and we are trying to get you to level up and stay there.
Yes, we are. And this is the custom games and voicemails and segments episode. So,
all right.
Lots of that stuff in here. Before we get started, we have a few announcements, right?
Yeah. And they are... what were they?
Well, first of all, we have the Podtacular tournament coming up.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. So make sure to sign up for that, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. Even if you're not super competitive, you know, it's fun to...
over the forums.
Fun to check out, you know, get together with some, meet some new people probably in your clan and stuff like that. So check it out at the forums. Go to podtacular.com and click on the forums link and, you know, get in there and... sign up for the tournament. It's coming up real soon.
Uh-huh. Most death.
Yeah, we also have the Podtacular All-Stars is shaping up here. And in order to get onto that team, you just need to do good in the tournament. Basically, the best people in the tournament will be, you know, will be given invites to the Podtacular All-Stars, the elite group of the best players on the Podtacular clans. So, check that out.
Handy.
And they're actually going to be going up against Team Okinawa, Clan Okinawa, coming up soon. So that should be interesting.
I played with one of their guys. He's on my friends list. He's pretty cool. Pretty cool guy. Pretty cool.
Right on.
It's time for some custom game types this week. I hope you're ready. Because we're going to rock.
Yeah, I don't know what came over me. Sorry about that.
What's the first one here?
This one, first one here comes from Major Pain 0628. His game type is called Freshman Love. Now, it's an inside joke with his friends, but let me just say that the rules are no shields, brute shots. Get it? Because Freshman Love is brutal. Oh, no grenades, but small maps. Slayer limit, 15-25. Team Slayer, 25-50. So, I don't know. I thought it was funny because I've been in that boat before, man. It's also fun to add in Kong of the Hill.
Kong of the Hill. That must be a new game type.
Maybe he meant King Kong of the Hill. King Kong the Hill variants for Juggernaut and Oddball games. The best with at least 10 people.
Pretty cool. Freshman Love, give it a try.
I'll play King Kong of the Hill. That sounds kind of fun.
Team Kong of the Hill.
yeah.
There's also Flags to Riches, sent in by Buckling Leader. And the way this works is that global damage is boosted, but holding the flag grants extra defense and won't slow your movement. Defending teams may want to deploy a defensive sniper in a last-ditch effort to keep the speedy flag carrier from literally running away with a victory. And the way it works is its match options are score to win round 3, round time limit is 5 minutes, and there's motion sensor and extra damage for player options. There's also, it's a neutral flag game, and touch return is off. The slow with the flag is turned off, which is a different thing. Also, the flag hit damage is normal, but damage resistance is on. Starting weapons are magnums, shotgun, or random, and the weapon sets on the map are rockets, rifles, or random, whichever you prefer. Plays best on burial mounds and other large maps.
Alright, this one's called Hostage. So you can get it over at BrokenThumbs.com. It's a neutral flag game, 6 2-minute rounds, no shields. You have a total of 2 teams. One team, the counter terrorist, has one more person extra on their team, preferably. The counter terrorist must lead the hostage to the flag scoring zone. The terrorist must prevent that from happening unless the time runs out for that round. The hostage on the counter terrorist team is always on the counter terrorist team always, so they may have the point for scoring. At the start of the round, no one may move except the hostage until the flag indicator has disappeared. Once that has happened, both teams may move, but the hostage may not. The only time a hostage can move after he or she The only time a hostage can move after he or she has a flag is if asked by either team to follow him or her. To ask the hostage to follow you, you must be in melee range. If that person dies, then the hostage must not move and wait for further instruction from either team. Hostage may not hurt or kill anyone at any time, nor anyone may not kill you. The hostage at either time... No one can kill the hostage at either time. Once all rounds have been completed, you switch it up. The amount of time on the map, can be changed depending on how big the map is. But that grammar's killer sometimes. Whew.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty cool game type though, because it's kind of like
it just sounds pretty.
Instead
cool.
of capture the flag or you know bomb plant, it's like capture the person. So yeah, I mean it's the person always has the neutral flag, which is what happens at the beginning of the round. They you know he picks that up. But the thing is that he could be used for either team. You just have to get him with the melee range and say, follow me, you know. So, sounds pretty cool. You know, another one I was thinking of that's kind of reminds me of this is just SWAT CTF. And think of it like hostage rescue or just like rescue mission or something like that. And then
like on Counter-Strike?
Well, no. Well, a Halo game, but... Oh. Yeah, like SWAT CTF. So it's like, you know, you're a SWAT team and you're going in and you're rescuing the hostage or something like that. But really it's just a CTF game, but, you know, using your imagination. Anyway, so we got another one called... It says, we call it Pwn or, like, Combat or something from Patrick T. And it's no shields, no motion sensors, a limited number of lives. He usually does, like, two. And then, of course, teams or solo stuff. He suggests no turrets or no vehicles, and he says it's like real-life combat. And especially on turf, it can be really intense, like two guys left and everyone's watching and screaming, going crazy. Sounds pretty cool. Except when you have two lives, it's not exactly like real life, but that's okay. Forgive you on that one.
Some people just aren't into those lives games. I love lives games. I think they're fun.
They are kind of fun.
Some people are like, this is dumb. They just, like, quit.
Because they have to wait
for one minute. Or the host will end the game when he loses.
Yeah, I hate that.
But anyways, this one comes from Stefan. This one's called Bloody Hell. Recommended, you have 8 to 16 players. The map is always Backwash. Slater game, active camo is on all the time. Shields are off since they reveal your position when hit. Damage resistance is on. Teams are off. Cover weapons are off. So just a starting weapon are BR, Shotgun, and Magnum. You can put whatever human gun you want on the map except for rocket launcher for obvious reasons. The reason it's called Bloody Hell is because since there are no shields, there's a lot of red mist mixing with the green mist. If you don't know what I mean, you're gay. With a G-8, you're gay. And the invisibility makes camping useful because at the same time, it's dangerous. Since you can't see anyone inching around looking for campers, you can at least have the, because in this village, you can at least have 8 people at any given time to make sure you can actually play with without having to fire randomly just to find out where everyone is. So,
sounds cool. Bloody hell. Bloody hell. Well, those are our custom games, guys. Try them out. Find what you like best. Tweak them to your preference.
Yeah, we have some, segments and voicemails. Who's one? Yep.
Yeah. Segments, voicemails. Yeah. Right on.
Yep. Here they are. They're segments and voicemails.
Say what? I came back to life for this.
Be part of the show. Email your own segment to podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh, ooh, roadkill.
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO.
All right, guys, the voicemail of the week award goes to JVB for his custom game, Bubble Bath. Take it away, Jay.
What's up, fellas? This is JVB, representing Podtacular 2, baby. Anyway, I got a custom game for you guys. It's a JVB exclusive, so listen carefully. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to play a regular team oddball match. But the name of this custom game is going to be called Team Bubble Bath. Now, how are you going to play it? You're going to play it in Zanzibar, pretty much because it's the only stage with a beach. You're going to play it in the ocean. And one team has to be pink, the other one has to be purple or something. Your primary weapons and secondary weapons can only be needlers. You can't have a bubble bath without needlers. And the object of the game is to stay in the water and play a regular team ball match. If you leave the beach, then you either boot the guy or the other team wins automatically. So, there you have it. JVB's first exclusive custom game, Team Bubble Bath. All right? So, assalamu alaikum, my brothers.
Hey, man, this is Carl Pagano again. Just got done listening to your new episode of Podcastler. Enjoying the show, guys. You guys are coming along quite well. As a matter of fact, got a lot of hints and tips this week. And, you know, I tried them, man. I mean, I got in a little bit of trouble, man. I was eating lunch the other day, and I threw a tater tot. And just like you said, I crouched and threw it at the table behind me, man. Sucked the guy right in the head. I got kicked out of the restaurant and stuff, you know, and then it's just terrible. So I get home, my wife's, you know, she's so embarrassed. She's yelling at me. I can't believe you did that, man. You sucked that guy with a tater tot. And, just kept nagging at me. So guess what I did? Walked up behind her, meleeed her, man, with the broomstick, man. Knocked her out. Hold on. She's coming too, man. I got to go. This is Mr. Carl Tunnel from XBLRadio.com. Good job, Protector. I really got to go. Bye.
Hey, this is XX Adamant XX. I'm a member of Podtacular 4, and I just had a quick strategy for burial mounds. If you're on offense, the best thing to do is to obviously get all the power weapons, meaning take the sniper. If you can get to the shoddy, get the shoddy, rocket, and the sword if you can get there. If you take the ghost that is on the right hand side of the base by the pillar thing, the burning pillar, you can usually get over to the sword before they have time to run over there, unless they're, you know, pretty quick or modding. And on the opposite, if you're on defense, best thing to try to get to is to get someone that's a pretty good sniper to grab the covey sniper that's right there in the little niche and try to take out their rocket guy before he can get there and get away, you know, with the rockets, because that's your best offense to go in there and just blow everybody up in the base and go plant the bomb or grab the flag or whatever. That's my tip for burial mounds. I love the podcast, and keep it up.
Hey guys, this is Craig and Andrew calling. That's my gamer tag too. But anyway, I just want to let you know you got a bunch. There are a bunch of podcasts coming out about Halo. Probably some people just copying you. You guys are like probably the first guys to do it. I just want to let you know you will be, and you're always my favorite Halo podcast. Love the show. Keep it coming. Until spell check, I really like how his name is spelled. But anyway, by the way, I really think that you're probably the best podcast out there for Halo-related stuff, even though there's like probably a handful, but some people are just copying you. But anyway, just want to let you know. Bye.
Okay, grenades. I think a big tip with grenades is if your enemy is moving, go to where he's going to be, not where he is when you threw it. This will enable your opponents to sometimes walk into your sticky and into explosions from your other grenades. Also, throwing a grenade behind your opponent may move him closer to you, and then you can shoot him up, and he'll be weaker if that grenade hit him. And, of course, throwing a grenade in front of your opponent can move him back. And either this could help if you have rockets and you won't get hit by the flash, or a teammate could flank him. Keep grenades low to hide the smoke trail. Good idea for that. And another good idea is on some maps, you could throw a grenade one way and flank them from the other. I'm sure a Podtacular TV could show this somehow. Alright, burial mounds. The turrets are gonna be blown up if your opponent has rockets and you're sitting there on them. Find a way, you know. The sniper's key here. Everyone knows that in the front of the base on CTF, it's accessible by jumping on that semi-structure in the front and then jumping on that space by the turret. But if you use this strategy in CTF, don't run exactly, well, on your way out, don't run exactly, like, out forward. Once you get out of the base again, I think you should go left and then, you know, go by the Warthog way. Because if you go through the front, the turret has a pretty good shot at taking you down. And all the opponents, well, your teammates that come to contest it the whole game, and you're screwed. Alright, and yeah, there's also the big noob here. If you start with the BR, there's a plasma pistol here, so beware of the noob combo. Speaking of noobs, I have a newbie tip myself. Attention noobs, if you enter one side of the teleporter, you will come out of the other side. And remember, folks, ask not what Podtacular can do for you. Ask what you could do for Podtacular. Be able to Thunder here. See you next time.
Hey, this is MCPO Stefan here. My name is spelled MCPOSTEFAN. Well, this is just sort of something I thought up while playing. It's a really complex strategy, which is why I'm talking so fast, fit into 3 minutes, which you would really only want to use in clan matches. But, you know, if the time is ripe and you need to pull out the hammer, or should I say Mjolnir, it's a great strategy. It only works on 2-flag CTF and coagulation with 16 players divided evenly amongst 2 teams. But when it works out, it works beautifully. One guy runs out, gets a shotgun, and camps in his team's flag room. He's the only defender, but the plan works so quickly and teammates will respawn soon to provide backup. The rest of the plan requires precision and prior planning, since the whole point is to score quickly. One guy jumps in the Banshee, and another gets on top and rides out to the other base without getting any preferred weapons, since they won't really be doing any shooting. Meanwhile, the sniper gets his rifle and jumps in the side seat of the Hog. A driver and gunner get in, and just like the Banshee crew, they keep their starting weapons. At the same time, one guy grabs a noob combo and teleports, and the final guy gets started the ghost and gets the rocket launcher. Keep in mind that these things don't happen in this order. They all happen the instant the game starts. That's why everyone has to know what part they play. As soon as the guy in the ghost gets the rockets, he goes over and meets up with a noob combo guy, and they stay by the teleporter and guard against invaders. The Hog people drive over to the enemy teleporter and stay there. Sniper gets out and kills people on the roof, and the gunner provides suppression fire until the Banshee arrives. This is when things get interesting. The guy riding on the Banshee jumps directly into the flag room while the pilot does a precision dive and jumps out onto the roof. The guy in the flag room immediately gets the flag and tosses it up to the pilot, who goes through the teleporter. He can then takes the side seat of the Hog, and they leave the sniper behind to cover their asses. If the sniper is already dead, no sweat, he respawns and continues defending in their flag room. The Hog gets home while being covered by the noob combo and rocket dudes, and the guy left in the enemy base tries to get to the basement and jack the Banshee, or if it's not there, he waits until the score and immediately goes up and grabs the flag while the enemies are chasing the Hog. If he dies, he just respawns and defends the base. The beauty of this plan is its flexibility, which may not be immediately apparent since it's so much stuff can muck it up. But the fact is that all you need to do this is to get the Banshee team to the base and at least one guy in the Hog to the teleporter. You don't absolutely need the rocket defense team or the gunner and sniper as long as you can execute it quickly enough. Most of the extra people are just there as extra insurance against skill people. I know it's complex, but another bonus is it freaks the hell out of the other team in only 20 seconds or so into the game. Also, if the Banshee fails, the Hog can drop off the sniper and gunner really fast and run back to the pickup point while the guy get the flags. Hope you enjoy the strategy, even if you have to listen to it 20 times to understand everything I said, since I just said it so fast. Give me a shout-out and spell check, could you say, for Brick, he got some web or sword. Peace out. Oh, and by the way, I don't have live yet, so, you know, like, don't try to get me to add you to your friends list or whatever, you know. So, peace out.
And if you want to submit a segment or voicemail, you can do those. You can send your voicemails. You can call in to 206-888-HELLO.
That's right. Got the call-in number there, which is pretty awesome. In fact, even better, you can email us an MP3 if you have a mic for your computer. It's generally going to sound better. So just record an MP3, keep it under 3 minutes, and send it in to podtacular@gmail.com. And you can also send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, and all that stuff to podtacular@gmail.com. Just don't send us your life story.
Yep, finishing off the week, we have some shout-outs to some people. Expanded Flame, our only fan in Istanbul. Turkey. Yeah.
Only known fan, anyway.
Only known fan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, maybe we have, like, this huge contingent out there. Who knows?
Istanbul, of course.
Oh, hey, Strong Red decided to show up, finally. Where have you been all week, man?
I was, taking a nap and, getting a snack.
There you go, folks. Taking a nap, getting a snack.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Yes, at the same time, Mr. Jive. And your furnace. The fact that you have three names kind of freaks me out. I mean, two names is kind of weird, but three, that's just pushing it, my man.
Well, you got one name.
No, it's Strong Bad. It's two words, my friend. And I got no shirt. But you can't see that, because this is the radio.
But it's a podcast.
It's a podcast. That's what I said.
Okay. Well, you win.
Shout out to Mega GD Tox for requesting a Homestar quote and getting a little more than he bargained for.
Yes, as
yes,
we become
friend,
the
you got
unofficial.
A lot more than you bargained for.
Yeah, we're now the unofficial Homestar quoting podcast.
Yeah, and we got someone on the Homestar Wiki, that's at hrwiki.org, thing said, hey, they did Homestar stuff on episode 11. I'm like, yeah, listen to 12. 13, 14. Share some more.
Pretty cool. Another shout out to Pat, who said, can you please shout me out? My name is Pat. And that was it. So shout out to that person, whoever, whether it's a male or female. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, and I got...
It's a man or woman. What's that?
Ones for Wirt GS1. Yeah, cool guy. And also to Mr. Carpal Tunnel. He does a weekly... or as often as he can, Xbox podcast. It's about Xbox in general. Cool. That's over at xblradio.com. I think it's .com. I better double check that link. But no, it is xblradio.com.
Yeah.
And there. They're cool.
Right on.
Cool stuff.
Well, guys, that wraps up another episode of Podtacular.
Hold on, Foom. I gotta give a shout out to Fooab. Fool, you ain't black. And we called Fool Fooab around the Podtacular domain. Fooab and Mason C2K, who do a lot of work on our show notes, and we put a lot more stress on them now because we're doing three shows a week. But they're so cool, guys. And while I have the chance to say it, Podtacular TV is coming. It's coming. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Be patient, okay? Machinima's a lot of work. And I'll tell you, Destin's been working hard. I've been seeing him online. We did some filming. We did some editing. I leaked the intro for the show on the side. Ooh, yeah. You can check that over at www.podtacular.com. Podtacular TV is coming soon, though. Coming soon. And for all you who want to know, it'll be PSP compatible. Hey! Ah! So cool. Hopefully we're going to have an iTunes feed for it. It needs to get an iTunes also. How handy would that be? I think that'd be just amazing. This is... Keep up the good work, buddy. Not necessarily coming out today, but soon. So, keep an eye out for it. We'll let you know, though.
And, as usual, this is Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck.
And we will see you next week for lots more.
Yeah.
Keep on fragging.
And, keep on trucking.
There's only one thing left to say. Da 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 da